Hey, everybody, we talked about, oh my God, we had fun today. We talked about what you should be watching. We talked about Phil, the trials and travails and tribulations of Phil. But first, let's talk about Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hi, guys. I'm Teresa Giudice, and you know me from the Real Housewives in New Jersey. And now you'll know me from my new podcast, Namaste Bitches, with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, you guys? I'm Melissa Feaster, and Teresa and I are talking about everything. Love, life, relationships, yes, sex, food, and family. We are getting into it all.
It's a real look at my life when the cameras aren't rolling. But don't worry, we'll be talking about all that TV stuff too.
So follow, rate, and review Namaste Bitches now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody, what's up? It's For Crying Out Loud. What is happening?
How's John doing? Still sitting outside on the stoop?
He just texted me. I told him that we're going to do like a short show and I'll leave for home. And he just wrote, we're fine. But he did send me a picture of Peepo just laying on the front porch.
I know. And it's hot out.
It's a freaking heat wave right now. Poor fella. And I told him, oh, he wrote, don't rush so much. You don't get what you need to get done.
Aw.
He just kept saying, this is my fault. This was my mistake. And I was like, yeah, but it could happen to any of us.
Oh, yeah. It can.
I've done it. I've left my keys out. Fortunately for me, John's always home. So it's not as big an emergency, but it's happened.
Yeah, of course.
And then he wrote, let's see. Peepo is snoozing and I'm listening to a cybersecurity podcast.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Speaking of podcasts.
Yeah.
Got a new one for you.
Yeah.
I just started it, but it's something good for us to listen to. Have you listened to the Los Feliz Murder House?
No.
Yeah. New podcast alert. Los Feliz Murder House.
Okay.
There's like a mansion in Los Feliz that is kind of famous for maybe being haunted because in the fifth there was a crime there in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the house has not sold in, you know, what's it been? Like 70 years? There's supposedly Christmas presents because it happened right around Christmas, like still on the floor. Yeah, so it's a really cool podcast because they kind of do – it's not like a gory crime podcast. It's like the history of Los Feliz and other crimes that have happened in other houses.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And Los Feliz is not that far from us.
Right.
Just like we like our crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to our people. Real quick,
mm-hmm.
We got Ashley. She's so chic.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, it's not easy being green. Jacob, he's very growly.
Mm-hmm.
Rita's rocking that bassinet. Elizabeth Williamson's got a lot of kids. She's got her hands full. Athena Ginshard is a great dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Polly makes some fabulous pancakes, and then she puts some Mrs. Butterworth syrup on it.
That's right.
Valerie hits it out of the park. Hero has a lot of mm-hmm. people in his life.
That loves him.
Katarina has probably a bum molar. She doesn't even know it. Colleen is a good skater girl. Gabby and Missy. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Stephanie, are you coming to Palm Springs? I hope she is. Ishan Vajpay.
Is he coming to Palm Springs?
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, no, but I'm going to put you in my pocket. Kelly Brandt is your aunt. Amy is a – she's not – she's a nice person.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Aaron Landho,
mm-hmm.
Alicia Escalante, Leslie, stop coughing, girl. Krista, get the strap, or you make me want to stroop. Ba-doop. Liz is sassy. Jennifer, get up. Sarah, Stefano.
Yeah,
that's it.
All right. Came home the other day. You know, I don't know what goes on when I'm not there with Phil. I need to, like, wire the house with cameras. Come home the other day. I was on my way home. I've been gone for a few days. And Sonny calls me. He just gets home from school. Meh.
You talk like an old Italian now?
He talks like
Carl.
Ma. Man, something's wrong with Phil. His fat ass is limping.
Oh, no, he was limping?
Yes, he was limping. And I was like, what? So listen, like, he eats everything under the sun, but limp? What happened there? We don't know. Like, they
did
let
pull
him
a
out?
Hammy?
I guess. You know
swimming?
What? Swimming? No, and I think so. Yes. So he goes into the pool, but you know, he gets out. He's fine. Like there's steps. It's not like he's got an obstacle course and how, you know, it's not like he's getting out with one of those old school ladders out of the pool.
Right.
You know, he's pulling his two front paws up. Like he gets out, like, you know, he gets on the Baja shelf and then gets on, you know, on the, done. So anyway, however, freaking kids. Somebody, so there's a planter and it's up, like, it's bushes and it's up kind of up high on a, you know, a planter. There's a step. Okay. So it's like about a foot off the ground. Some kids, they're so like Cheetos or something. I was like, okay, let me back up for a second. So he calls me. He's limping. Come home. He's like, I've never seen Phil in pain. So I like pull on his, like, just kind of, first of all, I think it's like broken glass in his paw because there was broken glass in the backyard.
That's what I would have thought.
Right. Nothing. And then I'm like touching his wrist and I kind of like straighten his wrist out and his little eyes like shut, closed, like, and he winces.
Oh,
I know. And his paw starts, his front paw starts shaking. So I'm like, oh, here we go. Cha-ching, back to the vet. I mean, really? How did this happen? Like he goes outside, pees, whatever, comes back inside and he's like sleeping all day. He's a nap Scott. He doesn't do anything but suck in the cold air, the air conditioning, and blow out hot air. That's all Phil does. So how did this happen? We had the cleaning ladies were there. They left. They did say they saw Phil limping. Okay. So somehow, Sonny said he wasn't limping in the morning before he went to school. He was fine. So something happened. Did the ladies let him outside? Whatever. So then I got it. Like, I had to go to Natalia's game. I could not miss it. I told her I would be there. Olga came, and I switched cars with Olga. She took my car. That's when she took my – I left the phone.
So you had to go to the game with no phone?
Yes. I did. Although she dropped Phil off and came, met me at the school and brought me my phone. But I had to – you know, I had to wait for Sonny to get home, track him down, call her, blah, blah, blah. Because I put Phil in the car, left my phone on the seat, you know.
Right.
And blah, 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 blah. And Olga does this thing. So I tell Sonny, I go, call Olga. You got to call. She's got my phone. Maybe I can catch her before she gets on the freeway. So I call her and it's like she answers. And I said, Olga, I think you have my phone. She goes, no, Lynette. As if I've been asking her, like as if she knows right away. She says, no, Lynette, I don't think I have it. I go, I think it is. I can't find it anywhere. I helped you just now put Phil in the car. I just got home. My keys, my purse is one spot. I can't find the phone. No, Lynette, it's not here. Oh, yeah, it is. Like, okay. Can you pull up? Like, how far are you is what I want to really know. I know my phone is with you. How far are you?
Right.
Can you turn around and come back and bring it? No, she's already on the freeway. Okay. So anyway, yes. So then Phil goes to the vet. He somehow sprained his wrist. He's got like swelling going on around his wrist. And he's also nauseous.
Oh, no.
I know. Why? I don't know. They check his – so now they're like –
maybe from the pain?
Maybe. But they check his belly. You know, there's some gas or whatever. He didn't swallow anything. There's no foreign objects or anything. So they give him the anti-nausea medicine. They do the x-rays to tell me that, yes, he does have a sprain. More cha-ching, cha-ching. Like, it's just
– oh, my God.
I mean, this dog is at that vet. They know him by now. So anyway, they give him his pain meds. Olga brings the phone to me, goes back. And then so then yesterday I was outside. It's a mystery how did Phil hurt his paw. I'm sitting outside and I'm on the phone, and Phil's like, he's never done this before. He gets on top of that planter, and he's like, it's tall bushes, right? And it's, again, it's like a 2 feet or a foot and a half off the ground, and he's going at something in there. And I look, and there's like a bag of Cheetos, and then like and Cheetos just like into the dirt and stuff. And it's like, what the who puts a bag of Cheetos in a planter, by
the way? Teenagers.
So I'm like, what the fuck? So he's going at it, and I'm like, Phil, get out of there. And I don't want him to hurt himself. He's all tangled up in the bushes, and gets like stuck, and he's got to jump down.
That's
what I think happened to him.
He jumped down again while you saw him do it?
I went over there. I could tell he was trying to get his – he gets stuck inside because of these plants
right. That
are like tall and thick. And then his body gets wedged in between everything. And then he's got to step out of the
So did you help him down so that he
wouldn't
do that?
I did help him, yes, because I didn't want him to hurt himself. Yes. So anyway, then they give the pain meds. And they're like, keep him, you know, this will keep him relaxed for like a few days till he gets his sprain, you know, healed.
Hope it doesn't give him the munchies.
I know, right? So then what happens? Somebody's dog just wanders into our yard. Luckily, it's not my dog for a change. Somebody else's golden retriever or whatever just comes wandering into our yard. And I'm like, where'd you come from? And Phil sees the dog and starts like doing the, you know, chasing thing. I'm like, no. Anytime I would have been happy to see this dog. Like,
right. Good.
Let Phil run his ass around, get him tired.
But now he's got a bum wrist.
Like, mellow out, dude. Like, I'm trying to tell him, like, dude, you got to relax. No.
Right.
No.
You're like, come watch some Dahmer.
Yes.
Get on the couch.
This will bum you out. Then somebody's dog – so I paid it forward for a change. I got somebody's dog and kept them, called them, got their phone on the tag, called them. Our neighbor's dog got out, whatever. I don't know. Was happy to see the dog and would have normally been perfectly fine. But Phil, it's like I'm trying to keep him, you know, convalescing inside. He's like
– it's like another child.
This dog is not – it's relentless. Yes, he is. He's like having a toddler. It's ridiculous. So, and it's always when I'm never, like, I'm gone for a few days. He gets into something, gets stuck up on top of the, you know, it's always something.
Maybe he gets anxious when you're not around.
Maybe. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe you should keep him at your condo.
Mm-mm-mm.
No.
No, my condo's nice and clean with no dog hair. I get to have, like, light-colored bedding.
By the way, you buried the lead, cleaning ladies. So you actually get to hire someone to come clean now?
Hell yeah.
Because nobody gets a say in it?
Nobody gets a say. It's the days that I'm – yeah, the day that I'm there is when the cleaning ladies come.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
every other week.
Our new room gets so dusty. It's so weird because it's a brand new construction, but it is – like there is a layer of dust.
Yeah.
Over everything within a week, like I can dust, vacuum, and it's like dust as if nobody's been in there in 3 months.
Right.
Like you could run your finger through it and make like write your name in the dust. Isn't that weird?
Yes, I know exactly that dust you're talking about. It's that construction dust because I've lived through it. It's the worst. Yeah, there's nothing.
Is it ever going to go away?
Eventually. Well, how long was the last time you guys? Aren't you done with all the construction?
Oh, yeah. No, it's done. We've been living in there for months.
Huh.
It just gets dusty really fast.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it's also the dog hair for sure because
right.
we have these vinyl, they look like wood floors, but it's like tumbleweeds of dog hair that gets, it's like balls of dog hair. And I vacuum, I sweep a few times a week. Not every single day, but a few times a week, and I vacuum every week, and it comes right back.
Right, I know. Yeah, the dog hair is out of control. There's just some rooms, I think, that don't – there's the ventilation. There's some rooms that just get that layer of dust. You know what else is out of control? Mosquitoes right now.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
So worst. I don't – is it like this? It's probably just a regional thing for us. I don't know. But
I think so.
I've had this conversation now with like four different people how they're just bitten – just getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. It's like you can't sit outside anymore.
Yeah, no, you can't. You really can't. And John's always talking about like redoing the backyard. I'm like, for what? We're never out there. We have a small backyard. It's like a lawn strip. If a lawn strip was a backyard that kind of wrapped around your house. I'm like, what are we doing out there? Years ago, John insisted on landscaping the backyard. So we did. We paid thousands of dollars and had it all like, you know, a little wall built, and then there's trees and there's plants and there was new grass. And then John was like, well, got to get a picnic bench. Got to get a little picnic table. I was like, oh, for all the meals we're going to have in our backyard. I tried to reason with him, but he was like really had this thing set in his mind. He was like, no, we're getting this. And then, of course, he had to put it together. It was like maybe from IKEA, but it was like very laborious process to make this picnic table.
Right.
And then, of course, now you have a picnic table. So it was like all the time, like, why don't you guys eat out on the picnic table? I'm like, because there's mosquitoes and flies and bees. Like, and also, why? We have indoors and air conditioning. Like,
what do you want us to put rocks in the ground and cook into the ground and not use a stove?
It was just like nobody was interested. Yeah. I remember the kids were little and I'd always be like, hey, let's go sit outside on the picnic table. And they'd be like, why?
Yeah, I know.
And then so the picnic table, of course, just got like gross and like the wood starts like kind of rot. You know,
talking
it's been
about
years.
Layers of dust. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the sun like ruins the table. So then John was like, well, now the picnic table is ruined.
I know.
I'm like, well, yeah, it lives outside.
Yes.
Look. And now he wants to so then eventually the sprinklers broke and things break. And then the grass it's just all weeds. And now it's just we have a dirty backyard.
Right.
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 Which is a pain because Penelope goes out there, rolls in the dirt, and then comes back in the house, which is part of the reason things are dusty. But now John wants to, he's all about like, let's re-landscape the backyard. And I'm like, so this is just a repeat.
Right.
Like now we have two twins who are almost 15 and an almost 18-year-old. So who are you going to try to force to go enjoy the backyard? We're not entertaining back there. Our backyard borders onto a kind of a busy street.
Right.
Not a super busy street. It's not like Ventura Boulevard busy street, but it's like a thoroughfare.
Yeah.
And there's like two lanes on each side of the street. It's that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe one. I don't know. It's a bit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a busy street. I'm like, no, but we're not going out there to enjoy the sounds of traffic.
Yeah, I know. Like inhaling all that exhaust. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. The backyard thing is just a beast because, like, we have furniture that's gotten rotten now. It's been sitting out there. And I'm just not good about thinking, like, oh, maybe I should cover these things up for the winter. You know, like, I don't do that. And then, you know, and then we have a barbecue, but it never gets used. It's just a whole kashaw. But there's Cheetos bags sitting out there if anybody gets hungry.
Let's talk about today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or your computer. I got to tell you that I never buy anything. I have Honey on my computer. It's automatic. You get the extension, okay? You can put it on your phone as well. You don't have to think about it. It automatically, every time you go to a website to buy something, it runs it through Honey. I have saved so much money already. Every time I buy clothes.
Me too.
Every time I buy any really random websites that you wouldn't even think.
Yes.
Like there was a TikTok product I bought on brand, and I went to the website and I wanted to buy these sweats that I showed everybody on our Facebook, and Honey pops up. And, and then it just, when you go to your cart, it says, do you want to try coupons? Basically what it is like, you know, when you go to buy something, this is pre-Honey, and you Google like, is there a promo code for this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find somebody has tried a promo code and then you go and put it in and then you go, oh, you saved $3 or 20%. Well, Honey just does that for you.
Right.
It goes and collects all the promo codes that are out there that people are using, and then it tries them all for you automated.
It's genius.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time you're going to save money.
And my kids are on it too, which is great because they're, you know, when they want to buy their HOKO dress and stuff like that, it's so easy.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
Why would you not – are you allergic to money?
I know.
Do you not want to save money? Because go ahead and don't get honey if that's how you feel about life.
Right.
If you're just like, no, I light fire to money. Yeah. But if you're the type of person like we are that wants to save money, why would you not have honey?
Exactly.
It's free.
Right.
And it doesn't just work on a desktop. It works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and you're going to support our show. We would never recommend something that we don't use. So get honey for free at joinhoney.com/FCOL. That's joinhoney.com/FCOL.
Yeah. Also Noom, by the way.
Yeah.
Our girl Robin is doing great on Noom. And
Looking amazing.
Yeah, the thing about Noom that's great is it's a psychology first approach, is what they do, and it empowers you to build more sustainable habits and behaviors. That's the great thing about Noom. It's not something you can tailor it to what works the best for you. Whatever your health goals are, it's flexible. It's non-restrictive programs that focuses on progress instead of perfection.
Yeah, I love the whole small changes, because dieting for me just doesn't – the whole all or nothing approach and starving yourself and counting calories so carefully is like too much. It doesn't work and it's not, you know, something that can last.
Yeah, and you can choose your level of support from 5-minute daily check-ins to personal coaching, which is great. Yeah. And like we said, like Robin's been doing it. She looks great. And it's just all about making the choices for yourself. Active Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks, and 95% of customers say Noom weight is a good long-term solution. So stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/FCOL. That's noom.com/FCOL to sign up for your trial today.
By the way, Kaylin, you too. Yeah. New show alert.
Yeah.
The Bling Ring. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, my God. So I wanted to watch it. It came out recently. And I was like, Elby, I really think you would like this show. It's the real Bling Ring. So it's sort of the story behind the making of the movie of the Bling Ring.
Right.
Some of the real people are in this.
Right.
It's documentary. Mm-hmm. And Elby was like, you know, it's so hard to get your teenagers to watch stuff with you.
Yes.
Because they always think you're not going to have good taste.
Right.
I'm like, listen, we live in the San Fernando Valley. Some of this stuff happens. Elby has a lot of friends at Calabasas High School. That's like a lot of her friends go there. I was like, a lot of this shit went down at Calabasas.
It did?
Yeah. Like, the main kid, Nick, went to Calabasas High.
So these were kids from the Valley doing this stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I kind of knew, again, the beats, but
yeah. So I was like, Elby, come and let's watch this. I had watched an episode with it the night before with John, but then I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll start it from the beginning with you. And she was like, all right, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Elby, come on, I'm gonna start it. She never watches TV with me,
right?
So she came in, she's on her phone. I started up
like mama, like daughter.
Yep, I was on my phone too. Let's keep it real. So then she starts watching it. But then, you know, San Fernando Valley things start catching her attention. Mm-hmm. Well, she got so into it. I started falling asleep because it was at night. And then she was like, no, we're watching another episode. There's only 3 episodes.
Okay.
She watched all the way through 2.
Right.
And then I was like, I have to go to bed. We can watch the rest of it tomorrow. And she was like, what? No, come on. And I was like, I have to go to bed. So the next day, she kept coming in my room like, you busy? You busy?
Really?
You ready to watch the rest of the Bling Ring? I was like, wow, I haven't seen you this excited since you got your driver's license.
Yeah.
Can I use the car? It was really cute. So
I love that.
Elby and me and John watched the 3rd episode, and it was really good. Meanwhile, then she went and watched the entire Bling Ring movie.
Oh, really?
She, like, went down a bling ring rabbit hole.
See? That's, like, what I did with Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. There's a movie, too?
There was a movie. So, remember that – I don't know if you remember this.
Can refresh my memory about this?
So, the bling ring was this group of teenagers that started robbing celebrities' houses.
Right.
They would go to parties and then they would, like, rob cars. And then eventually they figured out the first one, they robbed Paris Hilton's house like multiple times. So then
– how the hell?
Then they got caught and then there was – they and they got different – it was like two main kids that started doing it, but then they got other people into it. One of the kids they got into it was a girl who was on a reality show. This is how it got so crazy. She was on a show called Pretty Wild.
Okay.
So the mom – so the mom of the reality, it was two girls, two sisters and their mom. And the mom is like a total cuckoo, like L.A.
Uh-huh.
She's really into The Secret.
Okay.
Like a lot of plastic surgery.
And it was called Pretty Wild.
And she got her daughters into modeling. And then they got this – the reality show that the girls were on was called Pretty Wild.
Okay.
The one girl though got involved in this – she robbed a house.
Wow.
So then later when she got caught, that Vanity Fair wrote an article about her and she's really like, oh my God, like I like to wear like Christian Louboutin shoes.
Oh God.
So this Vanity Fair article came out and this was like a viral clip of her. Do you remember this, Kaylin?
I'm not this clip, but I do remember when the bling ring thing was going on.
Try to look up if you can so we can play it because it'll be funny. The clip of the girl from Bling Ring, girl from Pretty Wild reacting to Vanity Fair article. So she gets really upset and this video went around a lot. And she's like – she calls – do you remember this? She calls the author of the Vanity Fair article because she's mad at the way she's portrayed.
Uh-huh.
And they catch this – on the reality show.
Oh,
so on
wow.
her reality show, it's very meta. Mm-hmm. It's her calling they film on the reality show her getting the Vanity Fair article and them reading it together and mm-hmm. it's like not flattering.
Right.
It's about she's like this
spoiled
girl, right? So then she calls the Vanity Fair lady and she's like, I'm really mad at like what you wrote about me. Like,
oh,
and then the mom comes in. The mom is in the background going, yeah, that's a liar or whatever. She's like, Mom, stop it. Stop it right now, Mom. She's like, I can't believe you did this to me. I'm so mad.
Oh, my God.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, my God. It is so funny.
Wow.
So that's all in this.
Right.
They go over all of that. So anyway,
I cannot wait to watch this.
Pretty Wild reality show of these girls, they show the whole court mm-hmm. case.
Right.
They all get jail time. Like most
really?
Of them ended up getting jail time.
Wow. So they went to jail.
Yes.
Jesus.
A bunch of them went to jail. Some of them got off, but then it's so crazy LA celebrity culture.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Then Paris Hilton was involved in the making of the movie about the bling ring.
Right.
So what's her name?
I remember that.
Oh my God. The girl who – I'm trying to think what her name is. She's a director, a female director, daughter of somebody really famous.
Oh, Sofia Coppola?
Yes. Sofia Coppola directed the movie about the bling ring.
Oh, wow.
Did you find it, Kaylin?
I found the phone call.
Okay.
She calls. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Okay. So funny. So Sofia Coppola directed the movie.
Right.
But then there were people from the actual story, like the detective.
Yeah.
Was in the movie.
Really?
Which was a huge conflict of interest because the court case was still going. They did it while the court case was going on. So it just became this huge mess. It's very, very interesting and well done. Okay. Here's the girl. Here.
Nancy Joe, this is Alexis Nyers calling. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed. Nancy Joe, this is Alexis Nyers. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am in your story. How horrible you me.
You
and this
lied.
Place, you stopped.
You lied.
Stop it.
Show it.
Stop it,
you
Mom.
Lied.
Stop. Damn it! Nancy Jo, this is Alexis Nyers calling. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am in your story. There's many things that I read in here that were false. Like you saying that I wore 6-inch Louboutin heels to court with my tweed skirt when I wore 4-inch little brown BB shoes.
$29!
Every tiny yell, I have to re-record it! No, this is Alexis Nyer calling. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am in your story. And the light that you shed on me when I am going through such a hard time in my life. I opened up to you so that way the world could potentially know what a great, amazing, talented, strong, healthy girl that I am. Not even a girl, young woman.
There you go.
I am petrified. Petrified with this story.
She went to jail, this girl?
I'm so disappointed. And I'm letting you know that I will clear this up. Have a nice life. Goodbye. That was beautiful. Nice. You did such a good job of expressing yourself.
That was her mom.
That's her mom.
Wow. That's insanity.
Yeah, but you get to see that in the movie.
This chick robbed Paris Hilton's house?
Yes.
By the way, like what I got next door at people with their Ring doorbells. There's like, you know, neighborhood alerts.
I think this was before the days of people have. Although there were,
but what's
they did catch them with the security camera. But I don't think most people didn't have security cameras.
But I would think that Paris Hilton had.
Oh, Paris Hilton just left her front door open.
Really?
Yes. Left her door open, and then they would go, these kids would go in the house and find, like, she'd just have purses everywhere with, like, cash in the purses. Oh, so they'd just go in there, like, every week, and they'd just, like, clean out, take purses, take cash out of purses, and, like, they called it, like, their own personal ATM. It was like Paris Hilton's house.
God.
Then they robbed Orlando Bloom's house, though, and Orlando Bloom was like, oh, hell no. So right. Orlando Bloom was one of the ones that was like, went to court and was like, really? I'm going to testify against you bitches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they were like in trouble.
Wow.
I can't believe you don't remember any of this.
No, I mean, I remember the case, but I just don't remember exactly what I just don't.
Well, I had forgotten about the reality show, right. About how they were. And then when I remembered that, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I forgot. This was gold.
It is gold.
You said that I wore 6-inch Christian Louboutins to court, and I didn't. I was wearing 4-inch BB kitten heels.
$29.
The best is the thing kept beeping on her. She recorded again.
Stop it, Mom! Stop! I have to re-record.
Beep.
That's hilarious.
Hi, Jesus. This is Alexis.
You sounded just like her.
I'm really disappointed in how you portrayed me. I wanted to be portrayed as a strong, beautiful girl? I mean, no, young woman. Can you imagine our kids doing that?
Oh, my God. I would slap the
These girls
out.
Were brought up on The Secret.
Yeah, that's right.
On that's manifesting. It. Like, oh, my God, there's all these scenes where the mom is like, let's do a prayer circle. And, like, and it's all for, like, we want to get our – what we're manifesting is, like, jobs in Hollywood. Like,
it was – Are you serious? And now I want to watch that reality show.
Oh, the Pretty Wild?
Pretty what? Where? Like, how do you find that?
I don't know. I'm
That's
sure it's
crazy.
Around somewhere.
That's insane. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
What did I have to tell you before we go? I went and played poker Friday night with a bunch of old Jews, all my friends, all my old poker friends. You know, every once in a while they'd get the band back together and it was super fun. Like it was
fun.
Like old school, except that I'm tired and I wake up early now.
Right.
So it was like I won, by the way.
You did?
Yes. And you know what? I'll tell you something that was funny. I was the only girl. There were like 10 guys, 10 men and me. And they weren't taking me seriously. Like at one point I was in a pot. And there were two guys on either side of me completely ignoring the fact – they were acting like it was just between the two of them.
That's good, though.
I had the best hand.
Right.
I knew I had the best hand. I had a full house. These guys are only looking at each other like, oh, you're going to – oh, you're betting? Oh, you're raising? And I was like, hey, what bitches, about- what about – I'm in this hand.
Right, right.
Why? And then my one friend was like, oh, yeah, no, we know you're in the hand. I was like, well, why are you guys acting like I'm not even here?
Right.
In my mind, I'm like, because I'm about to take you both down. I'm about to sweep this whole pot.
Good. I'm glad you did.
It was a high-low game. This one particular hand that they were ignoring me. And I was like, it was a big pot. Oh. And I was like, you guys should be aware of the fact that somebody else. But I was like, I even said, I go, oh, it's because I'm the only girl here. You just like assuming that I'm not either in the hand or have a possibility of winning. Because then finally, when I said that, he was like, oh, watch, Stephanie has like the best hand and like is going to win. And we've been forgetting about her.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, uh-huh. And then sure enough, I flip over my cards. I'm like, yeah, I have a boat. And they were like, oh, shit. And then I took all the money.
I love that. How much did you win?
Okay, so the buy-in was 40. Mm-hmm. I ended up winning like 100. And I cashed in for 160. Mm-hmm. I won 180.
Okay.
Not including my buy-in. So I had won 140 at that point. But then we did a tournament. Towards the end of the night, you buy in for another 40 and you play like a no limit hold'em tournament. Ooh. So I bought in for another 40 and I lost that. So I left up 100.
That's freaking awesome. I bet you're so good at that, though. I bet you're really good at poker.
I mean, I've been playing for so long. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm a pretty good poker player, but you know, it's also luck.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. It's like I'm playing with all comedians.
I bet, you know? It's fun. That's awesome.
So we make tons of off-color jokes and just
right,
you know.
Right.
There's one guy named Don who years ago was like, I mean, had liked his drink.
Uh-huh.
As did I. Mm-hmm. But he was like, would get really high and really drunk and super argumentative. He was like a bitter comic.
Right.
And one night he just started yelling at me and he called me a cunt. Whoa. Which was, you know,
yeah,
awful at the time.
Right.
But also led to a lifetime of just like reminding him that he called about the time he called me a cunt, which has now been like, you know, 25 right. years ago.
Right.
But I'm always like, Don, do you think there's any chance you're going to call me a cunt tonight? And it always gets a laugh.
Right.
Because everybody's always like, oh, yeah, remember?
Right.
Don, are you going to call her a cunt tonight?
Well,
he's always like, stop it. No, of course not. I'm like, but remember when you called me a cunt? And he's like, no, I don't even really remember it. I'm like, well, it happened.
So you've been playing with these people for that long?
Oh, my God. I started playing with them. Yeah, like in my mid-20s.
Wow.
So like for 30 years. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
Similar people. I used to play with – it was like Sarah Silverman, Doug Benson, me. Like people that – and then a bunch of comics that like nobody right. knows of.
Come and go.
Brian Regan's brother, Dennis Regan, uh-huh. is in our game. Like just
that's
of like
awesome.
Yeah. Somebody who's actually the announcer – for the World Series of Poker, this guy named Norm Champ, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Super funny guy. And he was always like doing the commentary.
Oh, really?
Commentating our home games. And
that's
always
so fun.
And really funny. And then so I was like, what happened to that guy Norm that used to like be the commentator of our games? And he was so funny. And they're like, yeah, he's the commentator for the World Series of
right.
Poker. And I was like, oh, good for him.
Glad he made living off of it.
Yeah.
So do you guys go to the same houses or you go to different – like does it rotate or
– No, it just like depends.
Are you going to have one in your backyard?
I always would think about having it at my house, but it's just like there's too many kids – like there's our kids
right.
are there and I don't know. I could.
Yeah. I just picture it at like some Las Feliz hipster's apartment place or something when I hear about this like – comedians playing poker and stuff.
Yeah, I could have a game at our house, but the friend that did it was like booked me on one of my first TV shows
mm-hmm.
in my 20s, and it was at his house near my house, and they have like two grown kids, like two kids that are off at college,
right?
You know,
right?
So it was like
so
easy for
good.
Him to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I don't. Anyway, Yeah. That's all right. Exciting. We should close so I can go home and let John
save
into your
husband
house. Mm-hmm. Before we go, let me just tell you about Nikki Collier's husband, Joseph Collier. He's a private practice Chapter 7 bankruptcy attorney. He does sliding fee scale. He guarantees a successful discharge of debt for those that qualify for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. If you're interested in a consultation, go to his website, josephcollierlaw.com. And that's collierlaw.com. Yeah. And was there one more? I think that's it. I think that's all I saved for today. Yeah, we talked about Basic Becky, right? Yeah.
And we'll see you guys in Palm Springs coming up soon.
Yeah, is there somewhere they buy the ticket? Do we have that button? Is it on the Corolla Drinks website?
You know what, Patrick? We'll put it up on the thing. Patrick said there was a link already.
But is it on the CorollaDrinks.com?
Because we don't think have so. I don't know what. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to figure out how to get you the website. Try going to CorollaDrinks.com and see if there's a button to get tickets to the after show.
Oh, we have a ticket. Sorry. We have the ticket link set up at Corolla Drinks. Yes.
Okay. That's for the after show.
Right.
But for the bingo itself, you want to go to you want to email Kelly at Wilma and Frida.
Okay.
.com. Yeah.
Maybe we should put it that in the first show too. Did we say that all that?
Yeah, we said the Wilma and Frida thing.
All right.
We can also talk about it on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, Caitlin. You're a parent now.
Don't rip it up.
Saddle up and get ready for Westerns Weeks on Pluto TV, all for free. We're coming in blazing with favorites like True Grit and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Or immerse yourself in binge-worthy series like Yellowstone and Walker, Texas Ranger. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. The best part? It's free. No credit card, no sign-up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.